This is Ozarks at Large. Joining me now in the Furman Garner Performance Studio is Boris Silva and his band. So you guys actually just got back from tour, correct?
Yes, that's true.
So how was the tour? Where did you go? How was it? How long were you out on the road?
Well, we've been on the road for quite a few weeks. We were in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We had another show in Wichita, Kansas, and in Tennessee.
Now, you guys are actually from the Fayetteville area?
Yes, we are all UFA alumni.
Yeah.
And did you guys study music here?
Or? Yes. I studied music and psychology. Fernando has a master's in music. And Pete?
I'm more of a businessman, so. But I've played a long time.
Yeah, Pete is one of those pieces in a band in which you have like your right hand. In my case, I'm lefty. He's like my left hand. He's been with me and with the band like since its inception, pretty much.
Okay. So, like you said, you guys got your degrees here at the university, but you're also doing music now. Are you guys doing music full time, or do you have day jobs?
No, we're doing it pretty full time. I think that's the only way to compete in this world, which is really competitive, is just dedicating yourself to it. And it's something that we talk a lot about whenever we're in the van, whenever we're traveling. We talk about all these contrapoints in which is like fighting for your dream and having all these like very 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 steady but at the same time very secure life, right? Very secure life in which you have your steady everything, and this life that it's really, we have like excellent months. There's sometimes that we struggle a little bit and then we fight back, and I think in the aftermath, the fact of loving what you do and really fighting towards a dream you have, it's what makes all your life worth it.
So can you tell me a little bit about how this dream started for you? Do you come from a musical family?
Yes. But not for big professional acts.
Right.
Like music runs in my family, but from a troubadour side. I'm originally from Peru. And over there, like, there's this special kind of music called the Peruvian valses, and part of my family dedicates to do that. And I've been really, really immersed in music since I was a kid. It was, and then I came here and to study at the university, and doors started open up. And since then, I don't have anything else than blessings from life.
So, do you only play the guitar?
I play guitar, piano, but I think my strong part is writing the songs.
Writing the songs. Okay. Uh-huh. And as you mentioned earlier, you're actually a lefty, which is unique. A lot of people do not play lefty.
Yeah, which is kind of funny because like whenever I started playing the guitar, I didn't know I was playing it backwards. I had this like natural guitar, this classical Spanish guitar at my house, and I just like grabbed it backwards and I started learning the chords by myself. And then when I realized that everybody was playing, I'm like, why are they holding it like that? And it wasn't until I was like really 16 or 17 when I really realized that I was playing it backwards.
So you're self-taught.
Mm-hmm. In that, yeah, I started this by myself. Is that you may not guess it, but I was really shy when I was a kid.
Okay.
And really, like through music, I learned to open up, and I discovered there was a really social person inside of me.
So, how long has the band been together?
Well, we had like different seasons in which we had to change members quite a few times. But we've been in the United States, we've been playing together since 2005.
Okay, so
been
for about
6 years from
six
now.
6 years, right. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel looking back at when you first started to where you are now and what you've accomplished?
It gets these feelings of joy, especially like when we look back, for example, the first time we went to the East Coast, and it was like 4 years ago. We had to stay like three of us in one hotel room, really cheap, really like it. But we were really enjoying it these times. And then like whenever we play at Tulsa on October, we got like 5-star hotel and everything, and we were like, wow, this really feels great.
So you've come up in the world a little bit.
Yeah, I mean it gets you all these feelings. But as I said previously in this conversation, the joy comes from doing what you love to do. That's really the feeling of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so how would you describe your music? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, as I told you, like I come from a vals ballad oriented background, but then here I discovered all this salsa and cumbia and it's like a mix of everything. It's really hard to really tell you like it's like this or it's like this. It's from a pop ballad oriented, but we put a lot of Latin flavor to it.
So on Saturday, mm-hmm. you're going to be performing at Scarpina Salsa Night.
Yes, Saturday. And at 9, for those guys that say, yeah, I would like to go, but I don't know how to dance salsa, at 9 p.m., there's going to be a free salsa dance class. On this show, we are putting everything into tropical way. Okay. So instead of throwing like a vals or a pop-oriented show, we're doing a salsa night. And in a salsa night, we make people dance. And original compositions that I wrote in the past, they are right now shaped either as salsa or as cumbia, as merengue, and we're playing some other salsas from the Latin world, very famous salsas. And it's a show that we've been doing for people to enjoy and for people to come and dance. That's why we're doing it in Escarpinos, that is the best dance venue in town.
And you said that you think of yourself more as a songwriter. Mm-hmm. So what is sort of your process for writing a song? Do you just sit down and be like, okay, I'm going to write now, or do you wait for inspiration to strike?
Ah, wow. Whenever I listen to that question, it's like really complicated. It's really complicated to answer, but at the same time, it can be really simple. For me, I think songs are somewhere in the space, and you don't write them. I think they come to you. And then from random moments, just songs come in different shapes. Sometimes they come as melody, sometimes they come as lyrics and melody, sometimes they come as just a rhythmic section. Some other times they came from a dream. You know, and I really started analyzing these patterns, and I think something really interesting is that pretty much 80% of the songs that I wrote, I wrote them at from 11 to 2 a.m., which I don't know if I found it pretty interesting. Fernando writes songs too, and he shared to me that it's like a part. And I think there's a part of the night that brings inspiration.
All right. And do you guys have a couple albums out that people can get? Or?
I have we released an album last on 2009 called Extranjero, The Foreigner, and really that was the moment in which things started going great. People can go and get it at borissilva.com.
So can you tell me a little bit about some of the songs that people can find on the album that you guys did release?
Mm-hmm. Our single, that is a song that has been broadcasted in several states in the nation, including Dallas and Atlanta. The single of my album is called Aprendí. Aprendí is one of those love songs. Those love songs, which people might think like it's just another love song. I think that if we listen to the radio, most of the songs written are of desamor, which is the opposite of love. But really, the love songs, it's one of the few love songs that I've ever written, and it's a very transparent song that people can feel very identified to, because I think that up to our age, we all fallen into the world of love sometime, like at least once, hardcore.
Okay, and do you have a favorite song on the album?
My favorite song from the album is Aprendí. Actually, if Pete would like to play the song with me, we can play your little excerpt of the song.
Sure. Uh-huh. That'd be great.
Ready?
This song is called Aprendí. It's a single from my CD.
Qué fácil es quererte, no lo niego. Qué difícil el silencio al no podértelo decir. Jamás pensé dejar mi rol de amigo, mas hay cosas que conmigo cuesta tanto decidir. Y no es casualidad que tanto verte sonreír me haya podido enamorar. Me costó tanto aceptar, pero entre mentir o callar, prefiero decir la verdad, que aprendí a entenderte con miradas. Aprendí sentir tanta emoción. Me enseñaste a querer sin condición.